Good morning, all. Today is Monday, 23rd of September, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear in the morning, then overcast, with temperatures between low of 26 to high of 32, with the heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and for later on they predict partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms after midnight. Southerly winds again at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of a rain is on 60%. Morning humidity was on 67 and will drop by noon on 59%. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 85%. Orville Film Festival has concluded yesterday with closing ceremony announcing winners in each categories. And Monkbra went to Grounded, made by Dippenham Boys Team. But a singing festival in Kalaboom is coming up. A community sings on 4th of October between 7 to 9:30 p.m. and on 5th, which is Sunday, between 5 to 7:30 p.m. in Kalaboomi, but in case of rain in Kripa, at Singing Festival. There will be 130 participants from 25 countries with different languages, different country songs, different cultures, but all sing together. Argentinian, American, Australian, Brazilian, Belarusian, British, Chinese, Canadian, French, German, Hungarian, Israeli, Indiani, Irish, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mexican, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Swedish, South African, Tibetan, Ukrainian. The festival is sponsored by Sire. This week, tomorrow and on Wednesday at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 5 p.m., the French Pavilion presents a talk on Vedanta, Living the Vision of Oneness, the Upanishads and the Gita by Nima Majumdar. We should keep in mind that on Tuesday it will be in French, and on Wednesday the talk would be in English. And in Bhagavad Gita is written, through one's action, worshipping Him, from who is the creation of the beings, by whom all this pervaded, a human being becomes accomplished. On Saturday, 28th of September, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we can see the Orville Variety Show, Part 1. And as they wrote, young and new and old, all the residents of Orville who have something to show are getting together to give us a variety show of talent. Come and join us to have some time full of color, sound and moves. Also on Saturday at Red Earth Riding School, Brihaspati, we are invited to an in-house riding tournament. They're asking us to come and watch and encourage young riders from Orville and the surrounding area. They will have dressage, canter, trot test, jumping and Gyakana pony games, and there will be lots of snacks and pony rides in the afternoon. For more information, you can call Anna on 94-8958-7700. For Sunday, 13th of October, the triathlon is planned, and there will be two distances, sprint and Olympic. Sprint triathlon is consisted with 750-meter swim, 20-kilometers bicycle, 5-kilometer runs. An Olympic triathlon is consisted from 1,500-meter swim, 40-kilometers cycle, and 10-kilometers run. The Olympic distance will begin at 5:30 a.m. at Lapisin, and the sprint event will begin as soon as the Olympic distance participants are out of the pool, hopefully not later than 6:30. The event is open to Orvillians and newcomers only. Anyone who would like to help organize the event or be part of the support team is welcome to contact Lyle. The support team is pretty simple. Be at the pool during the event and be available to help and any participants that call for help. And here's the call from Youth Center for interested volunteers, especially kids and young people, to join a new farming experience. Infinity is an emerging farm of the northern border of the Green Belt of Orville. We can join them for digging, planting, learning and developing the farm. Every Tuesday they leave at 3:30 p.m. from Youth Center. But for questions you can call Angeli on 9787617369. On Sunday, 13th of October at 3 p.m. in New Creation IKM School Integral Art Studio, Tia Pleeman, Art Therapist invites newcomers to create a Transform Art Therapy group for newcomers. The newcomer process is a period in one's life when they come from all corners of the world to take part in the human experiment called Orville. Along with the newcomer's process comes a variety and intensity of challenges. Through the creative mediums of art making and journaling, along with a period to share, Our thoughts, feelings, and experiences participants will reflect, explore, and creatively express themselves both on an individual and collective basis. This is an open invitation to a newcomers only, and it's not mandatory or nor a requirement of the entry group. But registration in advance is required for planning purposes. The cost of the workshop is free, but donations toward material would be graciously appreciated. And for registration, you should call Dr. Tia on 9787468553. At Savitri Bhavan, they have received recently 25 books by Shri Dr. Kira Joshi under the title Shri Aurobindo, the Mother, Glimpses of Their Experiments, Experiences and Realization, published by the Mothers Institute of Research in New Delhi and printed by Auroville Press. Third edition from 2009. The books are available through Ganga Lakshmi at Savitri Bhavan, House of Mother's Agenda, from Monday to Saturday afternoons. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m. they will screen an Indian drama, Meaning, which was made in India, of course, in 1982 by writer and director Mahesh Bhatt. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see German drama comedy Free Rainer, which was made in Germany in 2007 by director Hans Weningatter. And on Wednesday, an interesting documentary is on schedule, Instant Mix, Imperial Democracy, Buy One, Get One Free, which was made in USA in 2003. And the mother wrote, "Be always ready to receive the divine, for he may visit you at any moment." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org.